your observations with the results in the special election.
Well, Bill, I'm honored. I'm humbled. You know, tonight's vote of confidence in me, I believe, supports the notion that positive, open, honest, and clean campaigning is what folks want in House District 14. We're a community of tradition and honor and integrity, and that's the kind of campaign that we ran, and just tremendously excited at how it turned out.
But the work's not done.
No, it's not, and we're going to hit the ground running tomorrow morning. It's one milestone, and we've still got a finish line to cross. But I'm the real conservative and the mainstream Ronald Reagan conservative in this race, and that's why my message resonated with the folks of Brazos County, and I look forward to continuing that message in the days and weeks ahead.
A surprise that it is going to a runoff?
No, we had five folks in this race, and to get 37% of the vote with five people in it, we're tremendously excited at that outcome. And what we've learned is that our message resonated and that folks are looking for a forceful advocate in Austin to hold the line on taxes and cut waste and inefficiency in government and to help create jobs and promote the best interest of Texas A&M and our unique Aggie community, and that's exactly what I intend to do.
How much more can you emphasize those points between now and the short turnaround, whether it's December 12th or 17th? It is a very short window before the runoff.
Restate that question, Bill. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Well, between now and whenever the runoff election is announced by Governor Perry, it's still going to be a short amount of time. How much more emphasis can you try to place on potential voters on your message?
Well, we have a significant war chest. We have a significant amount of volunteers and energy and passion in our campaign, and we will continue to drive the same message home. And tonight I call on Mr. Rainey to run a positive runoff campaign, and he and I have both signed the clean campaign pledge, and I think that's the kind of campaign that folks in Brazos County expect, and that's the kind I expect to run going forward.
Voter turnout under 20%, is that a concern?
It is. This was essentially a constitutional election with one candidate race, and as such, if you compare it to other constitutional elections, it was a good turnout. I've been struck by the fact that my message of government having lost its way is resonating with the residents of Brazos County. Folks are looking for more efficiency in government. Nobody believes we're getting a good value for our tax dollar. And folks are a little bit frustrated, and you know what? They have every right to be. And that's why, as an efficiency expert at reducing waste and inefficiency in the private sector, I want to take that same skill set to the Texas House and ensure free market competition is used in government spending to drive more efficiency as well.
But playing devil's advocate, the voter turnout certainly nothing close to what happens during a presidential campaign, and I'm wondering why if there's so many people who are upset with government as it is now, why aren't they displaying that by casting a vote?
Well, the constitutional election, such that it was, those were very complex, complicated issues. Just having one group of, you know, five personalities running for the open House seat in the special election probably curtailed voter turnout. I would have liked to have seen a greater voter turnout. I'd like to see 100% voter turnout. It's just not realistic to expect that. And frankly, it was just about voter turnout was just about exactly what we expected.
So what can you expect then for the runoff election then?
I don't have any numbers on that. We still have to analyze the data from what happened yesterday. John's got a core group of supporters. I've got a core group of supporters. We'll both be working to ensure that that core group of supporters turns out, and we'll also be working to ensure that we reach new folks with our respective messages. And it's my hope that we do so in a way that's befitting of this community. We are a community of tradition, of honor, of integrity. We are a unique Aggie community. And I think one of the things that resonated with me out of tonight's outcome is the fact that folks are tired of the negative campaigning. Folks want to hear what our, in our political discourse, what our folks who would serve us have to offer. They don't want to hear us tear down the opposition. They want to hear us lift up our own message. That's what we did. We stuck to it. I am the only candidate in this race, or the only Republican candidate in this race, that refused to use any of my competitors by name in any advertising, be it radio or television or in any printed materials. And I think that's tremendously important, and it's a record that I'm tremendously proud of, and I'm going to endeavor to do that going forward as well.
Are you going to be asking for endorsements from any of the three other candidates?
I will be, absolutely. I think that's very important. You know, at the end of the day, after this election, we all still live here. We all still live in this community, and we see each other in the grocery store, and we see each other in church. And this one's been tough. You know, sometimes we can fall prey to the advice of political consultants or folks out of Austin that don't live here and don't live in this community. And so because of the intimate nature of our close-knit community, you know, folks were asked to pick sides in this race. And, you know, going forward, I think it's important to, you know, rally as many community leaders as you can behind your cause. In my case, we had, you know, former county commissioners, former county judges, former mayors from both cities, and a host of business trade groups and such. And so, going forward, sure, we want to grow that that endorsement base. But I want to be clear that no endorsement is more important than the voters of House District 14, and we reached a preponderance of them tonight, and that's something that I'm very, very proud of.